You're listening to Playing the Numbers Podcast, bringing you baseball numbers you don't know but need to know, and deep dives on teams and players around the league. Now, presenting your co-hosts, Avery Redd and Shane Mohan.
Dodgers, they sweep them 3-0. Nats are red hot right now, and Jacob deGrom lowers his ERA to 0.50 on the season. I'm Avery Redd, joined by my co-host Shane Mohan. Let's get into the numbers. Theo, you are going to be opening it up with the National League this week.
Let's waste no time and get into it. Number one, starting off, Brewers at D-backs. D-backs move on to yet another shit series, going 21-55 on the season to this point. They are in the shitter for sure. And Brewers take the series win 2-1, get the shutout in game two with a Freddie Peralta 6-inning outing, having double-figure K's to his name. And Brandon Woodruff followed that up in game three with the 7-inning, 1 earned run, 9 strikeout outing to his name. Very well done. Kind of expected going up against this D-backs lineup. They're kind of, like I said, in the shitter. Ketel Marte, though, having a real nice season. We don't talk about him that much, dude.
We don't, but he is. I saw that yesterday. He's hitting like 360.
And it's a shame because he's tearing it up with a shit team. Can you imagine what he'd do if somebody picked him up at the deadline? I think he's going to be potentially the biggest deadline piece available.
He definitely could be. I don't know if they're going to be parting ways. I definitely see them moving guys like David Peralta and maybe like Nick Ahmed. But I don't know. Maybe they'll want to keep Marte to like build around a bit. But I could definitely see him getting shipped out.
I just think right now they're kind of in the last 10 years Tigers kind of phase where moving people around isn't going to do shit. You need to clear house and just fucking rebuild. And yeah, Ketel Marte, I feel like he's going to be old by the time they're even in a situation like the Phils where they're 500 and there's chances of contention, but probably not. Anyways, we wrap up the series. Brewers take it over the D-backs 2-1. We now hop into Nats Phillies. This one was unfortunately not fun for me to watch. I mean, it was a great series overall. Both games were one-run differences. It 25 runs in game two combined. And I think there was a record you told me. It was the first game ever to have a double and a triple and a homer in the same game, or was it double and a
homer? First game ever to have both sides hit a 3-run shot and a grand slam.
That's what it was. 3-run shot and grand slam. And there was a little bit of a feud going on there in game one.
Birdie.
I know everybody knows about it. If you don't know about it, basically, it's just the new checking pitchers rules. The ump came out because Girardi hinted at him in the middle of the inning to go take a look at Scherzer because he kept going to his hair. And Girardi said it looked off. He said he's been watching him for years. And it
didn't Girardi look- doesn't know shit. I'll hit Girardi with one of these.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Because Girardi is
a
bitch.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Girardi is a bitch.
Why would he not be paying attention to shit like that? He's a fucking major league coach.
He can take his ex-catcher having ass the fuck home and stop insulting legends of the game like Max Scherzer.
We'll never know, though, because these umps were just going through the motions. And they didn't
Scherzer check took everything off.
That's the thing, though, is they didn't even look at anyone's fingers or their hair.
He literally rubbed his hair. They literally rubbed the top of his head.
Well, they didn't check anyone's fingers.
Obvious. I'm sure they looked at their fingers, dude.
They didn't when they went out to Scherzer in the middle of that inning, is what I'm saying.
They already checked them like 3 times. The whole thing is ridiculous.
Nonetheless, nobody is seeming to like the new rules, and I can say the same. I am not the biggest fan of it, but you know, these young guys are trying to change the rules of the game. And, I mean, if they can somehow convince the makers of the rules to allow, I feel like this is what it should be. There should be one substance that's made that everybody can use, and that's it.
Yes, there should be a major league approved substance. I heard somebody say this somewhere. I don't remember where, but there should be a major league approved substance that everybody can use, and that it's the same playing field for everybody. Because this shit is stupid. I'm fine with doing it in between innings and stuff, but literally in the middle of a guy's inning is ridiculous.
Had to do what he had to do.
Disrespectful. Disrespectful. Yeah. So guess what? All that shit you were talking, you can just shove it.
We're tied in the series for the season.
We are tied 4-4. We'll see what happens. We got 8.
Can I go over your team stats?
You did not, so how about you do that?
Can I?
Damn right you can.
Fucking bullshit. Scherzer went 5 innings, giving up 1. Probably could have been a lot worse, but he was the dominant one in that game. Wheeler looked like dog water for the most part. The Nats are hot, man. The Nats are hot. And I give credit to where credit's due. I hate your fucking squad, with a passion. But I give credit to where credit's due. You guys are the hottest team in baseball. That's why we put it in the title.
12-3 in our last 15 games.
I mean, Schwarber's really – his stats kind of say it all. You know, the craziest part to me, I have no problem believing that he has the most homers this month. He's always been a power hitter. That number doesn't surprise me. It's the RBIs that's surprising me because he's been in the leadoff spot all month.
Yeah, which means pretty much
the rest of your lineup is producing. And that with good pitching is obviously a recipe for wins. And if you can stay consistent with that, I think there's a shot at the division, but I don't think this is sustainable for you guys. I really don't think it is. I think you're going to fall flat within the next month and shit's going to go south real fucking quick, Donnie.
Well, freaking Josh Bell was scrapped from the lineup yesterday with something's wrong with his side, but doesn't sound too major. But I don't know. I don't think this is a flash in the pan. Just kidding. It might be, but I've been telling you all year, once the bats heat up, we're going to be a scary squad, and that's what happened.
I will say this about the Phils, though. Be ready to see B-Harp tonight and Boehm. They're both back. They both had great series. They're both heating up. I think if they can take that into the series against the Mets, you'll fucking blink on fucking Sunday and see the Phils right back in the second place.
We will have to see.
We had a big battle in game 2. We went over this on Phillies Nats co-host Clash. You guys can check that out. That's our last episode. We go in depth on this series, but I won't harp on it anymore. We got a lot more great series to go over. Nonetheless, Nats take the Phils 2-0 with the sweep. We'll see your asses in a month for some sweet revenge.
Well, the one thing I did want to add before we move on, Janikowski, I got to tip my hat. That was
you're damn right, dude. Triple
shot. He had a hell of a series in general, so I'll tip it to him.
He was a triple shy of the cycle.
I know. That's freaking crazy.
And that sucks because you've got to have, damn near Quinn speed and place it perfectly out in the left center to get a triple at that part.
Yeah, that's true.
We now move on to Braves at Mets. And for this one, we're going to phone in a guest. A neighbor of mine lives in the area. Name is Evan Carbo.
Yeah, he's a Mets fan. He's going to be joining us shortly. You know how we feel about Mets fans around here, but we're going to let him slide.
We're going to fuck with this kid. We're going to
We're just going to get his opinion on the Mets this year and see what he's got to say.
I mean, there's not much you can fuck with because they are the best team in the NL East, but
this is true.
Mets fans, you know how they are, guys.
Yeah, they can be rough. We're going to see. Levy is in here. Carbo.
How you doing?
And here he is, folks. Hailing from Pennsylvania, joining us, Evan Carbo, the Mets fan.
Yeah.
They're breaking into the Mets series here. Theo, go ahead and take it.
So we had a split here. There was a doubleheader for game 2 and 3 and game 1. Actually, no, it was 1 and 2. My bad. It was 1 and 2. We had a shutout in game 3 and a Mets win in game 4. They split 2-2. What are your thoughts on DeGrom right now?
I think what he's doing is just really good in that his fastball is probably the best it's ever been so far, reaching 102. And he's just getting it done.
27 straight scoreless innings.
Do you think he holds this out through September?
I mean, I don't think his ERA stays below 1 because, like, that's, like, I don't know. That's too crazy. But I do think that it will be 150 or below.
Well, I'll tip my cap to that because most Mets fans are saying that this guy's going to end up with an ERA under 1.
And yeah, I can't believe what I'm hearing right now. This guy's actually, like, being modest about the GOAT on his team.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not being biased or anything. I'm just being real. Like, it's just – that's what's going to happen. Or that's what I think is going to happen.
I can see his ERA probably finishing around 1.5.
Yeah, I can see that. Because if he wanted it to be below 1, he'd have to give up, like, less than 10 runs in his last 20 starts.
Yeah, like,
I mean, it's looking like it's possible.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he has a shot at Hershiser's scoreless inning streak of, I think it's what, 59 or 57. And if he's at 27 right now,
he's only halfway.
How do you feel about my Nats threatening your Mets in first place?
They're really no worry to me. We'll be getting it done this year. You know, we'll stay in first. So
you're not World Series contender.
I don't see you guys staying in first. I definitely don't see the Nats taking the division.
Oh, let me guess. You see the Phillies taking it?
No, I don't. I actually see the Mets or the Phils taking it. I think you could possibly see the Braves taking it, but I promise you this: the Nats are not taking shit.
I think actually, it's not the Braves here. With Ozuna going to jail, and then I just don't think it's the Braves year this year.
Yeah, they've had some nice pieces to back him up, though.
Yeah, but I don't know.
He's always an option. Adrianza has been decent.
They look kind of flat right now. I was watching them yesterday, and they look kind of flat.
No Soroka either. Soroka. So
Mets are dealing with the most injuries. No, no Carrasco, no Syndergaard, no. No, is Conforto back yet?
Yeah, he just got back.
Yeah.
Game 4.
Yeah. So. And this flying squirrel, is he back? Right?
Yeah, he's back. He's back, yeah.
Lindor's starting to heat up. I mean, I guess the Mets are a little scary, but at the end of the day, they're the Mets. And the Mets.
The only thing is that they're doing it without all these big names.
Exactly, exactly.
That's why I have them finishing at least second.
Yeah, behind the Nets.
No chance in hell, asshole.
No, like, the thing is, like, if our team is fully healthy, we are the third best team in the NL.
Shut the fuck up, Danny.
You're not.
All right.
What did you just say?
Our team fully healthy, we're the third best team in the National League.
Donnie, you're out of your element.
You're out of your fucking element, asshole.
All right, name 3 teams better.
Padres,
Dodgers,
Cardinals, Reds.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Brewers.
Did you just say the Cardinals and Reds?
Dude, everybody in there is better than the Mets, dude.
Take a step back.
I'm saying fully healthy.
Fully healthy, Mets. I'm going Dodgers, Padres,
Brewers.
I mean, I don't know. We did beat the Padres with our AAA team. Or beat them in a series.
I'm going Dodgers, Padres, Giants.
Facts.
Mets.
Giants would kill the Mets in the three games.
Giants. I'll take the Giants. I'm a Giants believer.
The Giants aren't sleeping this up.
Dude, I keep saying that, but they keep keeping it up. So when you starting, I'm starting to right now. And the Nats play them soon, so that's rough. But we split with them last time.
Yeah.
Morton looked nice against you guys in game three.
7 shutout with 11 Ks. I like it.
Yeah, he was good. But, yeah.
Well, Lindor's starting to heat up. How do you feel? As a Mets fan, let me give your honest opinion. As a Mets fan, are you a little scared about Lindor?
No, because, like, it's hard to play in New York, and he got on a new team, and, like, I just think you just got to give him some time. He'll be good.
Couldn't handle the pressure of New York.
I mean, like you said, he's been booed. He said he'd never been booed before, so it's hard playing there. So
you're calling him a bitch?
No, I'm not calling him a bitch. I'm just calling him.
He look like a bitch.
I think he looks like a bitch.
I think Harper looks like a fucking fool.
He is a tool bag, but he's better.
He is a tool bag with that gas station post in full uniform.
And he's saying.
He said what? He said what? Your mic cut out.
Shane, you there?
Woody. Technical difficulties. There we go. What did you say before your mic just cut out?
Did you like stop and restart the pod because it said meeting is being recorded or whatever?
No.
All right. Good. Well, anyways, I can't be shitting on my team too much, but this guy is going around using the word John, and he's not even from the state.
I know. Harper just made an Instagram post, and he was like, these Johns are nice.
Yeah, no, can't be different.
Why would he say that?
Because he's kind of corny, but if we want to talk about corny, we can just go to the whole Mets organization, let's be honest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, you could, honestly.
Be ready for that 4-game sweep.
Dude, I'm so fucking ready, bro.
Yeah, oh yeah, you guys. Let's get a little series preview. Nolan Walker and Matt Moore, holy shit, versus David Peterson.
I'm confident going into this with the offense, but our pitching's too dog shit, dude. We only have one game, 2 games tops a week where I could confidently say we're getting a W because our pitching is just that shit.
Yeah, remember what we did? Remember when we did the Walker last time we faced him?
Yeah, Tom Walker, yeah, his last 2 starts, he's been a little shaky, but it's the
I think in the Phils-Mets series, we will win the series with our offense. That's the only way we're winning the series.
Well, we have DeGrom Saturday. We got Stroman Sunday.
No. Not Stroman. Yeah,
it is Stroman.
No, remember he got pulled from his last starts, and now Jared Eichhoff is starting against Wheeler.
Hey, dude, I'm not underestimating any former Phil after what fucking Nick Pivetta did last night.
Yeah, and Cole Irvin, and pretty much anybody that's ever been in the Phillies uniform and left is the GOAT.
If we can come out, with the win in game one today, I think that could definitely set a tone going into game two. I like Noah versus Walker. I like that. I think that's going to be probably pitcher's duel.
Noah is the most overrated pitcher in the MLB. He's not good.
This is his first bad season, bro.
Well, yeah, I guess. He's like, I don't know. He had that one good year when he finished 3rd in Cy Young.
He's not a bad pitcher. People just expect too much out of him.
I think Wheeler's better.
No shit.
Yeah, but, well, it's because Nola's not an ace. He never was. I'm telling you, his 2018 was a flash in the pan. And what you saw in 2019 is going to be a little more of what the kind of pitcher Nola is, which isn't a bad pitcher. 230 Ks and 200 innings of work, a 3.87. That's not bad at all.
No, it's not. It's not. But like you said, he is not. He's not an ace.
Number two, he's a really good number two or a really good number three.
I think he's an insane number three, a barely like borderline number two.
Yeah, he's just not an ace. But I don't know. My prediction, well, as a Nats fan today, I'm kind of hoping for either a split in the doubleheader or the Phils take both games. And then we'd only be two games behind the Mets if we win.
Yeah, we you guys got a pretty easy series with Miami.
Well, we got to face Pablo Lopez today.
Dude, I do not underestimate the Marlins ever, bro. Yeah.
We got to face Pablo Lopez and Alcantara.
Who's that good pitcher they got? They got Rogers, right? He's good.
Trevor Rogers, yeah.
He's good.
He's probably going to be rookie of the year if he keeps this up.
He'll definitely finish top 10 in Cy Young.
I would not be surprised. And the Nats and the Mets play each other on Monday for one quick game in Nats Park.
Yeah, I saw that. I think that's from our first series when you're a dirty COVID-infested team.
I'm telling you, dude, those guys are doing some shit, always touching each other in the clubhouse, spreading that shit.
Yeah, I really think so.
On some Jeter Posada shit.
Yeah.
Sauna. some Smithers Cressley. But anyway, the Mets and the Nats, when we play on Monday, that's going to be a huge game. Just quick come in there and either lose or gain a game on each other. It's pretty big time.
Yeah, I wonder who's going to pitch.
Not DeGrom, thank God. And not Scherzer.
Probably be Walker.
I think, yeah, it's probably going to be Walker versus Fetty Wap.
Who's Fetty Wap?
Eric Fetty. The GOAT. Shut your ass down. 7-inning shutout against the Mets.
Yeah. Well, we're in first, so it's okay.
Anyways, we're Braves Mets.
Yeah, we're gonna have this kid back on when the Nats take over first place. Then we're going to have him on. See his attitude, but we're going to be moving on here to the next couple more series. I appreciate you coming
joining
on
us today, Evan. Fuck the Mets.
I appreciate you coming on, and we'll have you back on soon.
All right, sounds good. Thank
all
you,
right, man. Yep.
Take it easy.
Later.
See ya.
All right. That was Evan Carbo joining us with the Mets series. Shane, why don't you go ahead and move on to the next and last National League series.
Right. So we did, just to wrap it up, to have a split between the Braves and Mets. And now we hop into Dodgers at Padres. This one was definitely series of the week. Turned out to be a sweep, though, by the Padres. And I like to see that. I like to see that the Dodgers are beatable. And now it's still insane how much of a race it is for that division. Game one, we had a nice start from Yu Darvish, though. Went 6 innings, giving up 1 on 11 Ks. A lot of guys in double figures this week in regards to pitching. Machado was 5 for 12 with 2 homers on the series. Maybe on a surgence as well. We'll see.
Yeah, he's been hitting really well lately.
Yeah. Cronenworth as well, 3 homers on the series with 6 ribbies, going 5 for 12 like his buddy Machado. But it was not enough for the Dodgers all in all. I like I said, I like this. I like this. I like the San Diego sweeping them.
Yeah.
And
crazy thing is, I told your ass last night, I think, is that the Padres are still behind the Dodgers in the standings even after sweeping them.
Yep. They're two games back. and maybe they can gain some ground coming up here. I know we see them in 2 weeks, maybe 1 week.
So that'll be best for the I think field. Earlier than – well, we see them in – we see them soon. We see them July 5th to the 8th for a four-game set.
Where at?
San Diego.
Ooh.
And you guys see them at home in CBC.
Right after that, right?
No, before July 2nd to the 4th for a three-game set.
Okay. Cool. Well, it's a big test for both our teams.
Definitely.
To wrap that up, San Diego got the sweep 3-0, and that will also wrap up the National League. I will hand over the reins to you. Take us away with the AL.
All right. American League starting off here. We got the 8th matchup. It's a split 2-2. Texas takes game 1-3. Oakland 2-4. Nothing crazy happened in this series. Chris Bassett put together a nice performance in game 4, 7 innings, 1 hit. Struck out 4 and a few hitting standouts. Laureano,
it's five hits.
What was that?
It was 5 hits, not 1.
I said 1 run. Oh, did I say hits?
Yeah, you said hits.
Oh, my bad. I meant Bassett gave 1 run. For some hitting standouts, Laureano, 5-15, 2 walks, dinger, 4 ribbies. Hell of a series from him. Matt Chapman looks like he's heating up a bit. 3-14 with a dinger and 4 RBIs. And what is this guy's first name on Texas? I want to say Eli.
Evan.
Evan
White.
I thought that guy played for Seattle, though.
No, I think he got traded.
No, Evan White is Seattle and Eli White is Texas.
I thought they traded him. I guess they didn't.
There's an Eli White on Texas and he went Eli off White. This series. I've heard of him before, but not much. But he goes 8-15 on the series with a double, a homer. And 2 RBIs, 8-15. Hell of a series from them.
Seeing a lot of these young guys getting the call up.
Yeah, a lot of guys.
Third of the way in the season and really taking advantage of it.
Yeah, you're seeing a lot of top prospects getting called up right now and exciting. And speaking of a top prospect getting called up, let's move on to the Rays and the Red Sox here.
Hell yeah. Trap.
Rays take the series 2-1, and we had a very special debut from Wander Franco, who actually hit the game-tying 3-run homer for his first hit and home run in the major leagues. That was pretty cool to see.
It was.
And on the series in a whole, he went 2-11 with a double, a homer, 3 RBIs, and 3 walks in his first major league series. Not a bad performance by any means. Not a bad
thing. Nah, he definitely did his job, say the least.
Yeah.
He was quiet in game 2 and 3, though, I think.
Yeah, I think he went hitless, but he still got on base with a walk a few times.
Yeah.
But Nick Pivetta, game 3.
Pause. Ben Simmons may be going to Golden State.
What?
Yep.
No way. Who would we be getting back?
Dude, I don't want to say it and speak too soon. There's no way they'd give us Curry because that's literally the only player on that team that makes sense for us right now.
That's not going to happen.
Exactly. But
better not give us Draymond or some shit.
Nah, we wouldn't take him.
Well, that's really interesting for any basketball news. For any basketball fans, I should say. In particularly Sixers fans, I guess. But
continue us with the wrap-up of the Red Sox Rays.
Yeah, Nick Pivetta yesterday, game 3. 6 2/3 of no-hit baseball. Sadly, he had to come out.
That was a shame.
His pitch count was getting high, but kind of cool. Former National and former Philly.
Yeah.
We traded him for Papelbon. And then you guys traded him for Workman. Both trades didn't work out really well for either of us. Austin is doing pretty solid.
And also in game three, Michael Wacha, his opposing pitcher, put together a nice start, five innings of one hit ball, no runs and seven Ks. Austin Meadows had a homer on the series along with Hunter Renfro for Boston. And like I said, Tampa Bay takes the series 2-1. And moving on, we got the Royals and the Yankees. Actually a pretty fun series. I was watching some of it. Game one was awesome. Royals won 6-5 in game two, same outcome, but the Yankees win 6-5. And then Yankees convincingly take game three, 8-1, and win the series 2-1. Gerrit Cole in game one, he wasn't at his best, but he was pretty solid. Seven innings, two runs and six Ks for him. And Jameson Taillon, game three, puts together a nice bounce back start. He's been struggling. Six in the third with a run and six Ks. DJ LeMahieu with a dinger for the Yankees. Luke Voit coming back off the AL, or the IL, and hitting two dingers.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge.
Oh, boy, did I hear about that one from my teammate.
Why?
Robbie Carp. He was all hyped about it.
Piece of plate coverage indicator. Oh, God. Aaron Judge, 5-for-12 with a homer and two RBIs. Walks three times. Yankees take the series. Was a fun series, though. Royals. People are underestimating them. I mean, they're not contenders, but they're farther – they're closer to being a contender than being a rebuilder. And I think in a few years you see them making some noise.
I absolutely agree with that.
33-40, they sit on the year. Not bad. Not bad at all. And the last series for the American League, we'll wrap it up. This was just an absolute dominating series from the Astros, beating the Orioles, sweeping them 3-0. They outscored them 26-3 in this series.
Jesus.
Zach, every pitching performance by the Astros was incredible. Game one, I'll just tell you here. Game one, Odorizzi went 5 no-hit innings with 9 Ks. Game two, Greinke went 7 1/3 with 1 run and 4 Ks. And game three, Jose Urquidy threw 7 shutout innings with 6 Ks. So all three starts by the Astros were great.
Yeah, complete dominance in this series. Yeah,
it was crazy. And Yordan went off with 2 homers and 4 ribbies, walked 4 times, and Altuve, a homer and 5 walks in the series. So really nothing more to say than the Orioles just are sucking right now.
Best second baseman in the AL.
He is. I will be dropping a post on that later today of why Altuve is better.
He's back. The little guy's back.
Put that in your fucking report, Wally. You little fucking pimsqueak. Put that.
All right, and that wraps it up for the American League. How do you want to do interleague? Because we got a decent amount of interleague series. So you want to just go back and forth?
Let's go back and forth. I'll start it off with the Sox and the Pirates. They split in this two-game set. Pittsburgh comes out on top 6-3 in game one. And no pitching notables from the Pirates here, but we did have a few from the White Sox, Giolito and Dylan Cease. Both did all right. Going 5 2/3 for Cease, one run given up with 7 Ks, and Giolito. Haven't seen too many pitching standouts from him this year. I think he's doing all right, but
he's kind of same thing as Nola right now. He's not quite an ace, but he's still a great pitcher.
Nonetheless, he went 6 innings, giving up 2 on 7 Ks. Top over to the offense. Grandal actually had a real nice series. He did have a pair of hits. Homer and a double with 5 ribbies. A lot of sack flies. Tim Anderson was 3-for-9 with a ribby on the series. And on Pittsburgh's side of the offense, Adam Frazier continues to get hits. Definitely think he deserves a starting spot in the All-Star game, but you fans out there, some of you just don't know what the fuck you're watching. anyways, he had a homer on the series. I think I just said that. 2 ribbies, yep, and a walk. Brian Reynolds, 4-for-8, two ribbies for his name. And that will wrap up White Sox Pirates. We get the split. Kind of a shocker. But the Pirates, see, this is the thing with the Pirates. Like, they overall suck, but I have seen plenty of games this year where they have taken out a very top-tier team. Like,
and yeah, and even though they don't always win, like when they played the Dodgers, they got swept by them, and it looked like it was lopsided. But they played all three of those games pretty hard, and they were really never out of any of those games.
Yeah.
So, got to tip my hat off to showing some fight. I'm really looking forward to see if the Nationals are in buy mode at the deadline. I would love to see them get Adam Frazier.
That'd really shake up the NL East.
Yeah, it would, because that would be a nice left-handed bat. Maybe, well, I don't know. With the way Schwarber's hitting in the leadoff spot, he ain't going anywhere. But
true. It's true.
Are we moving on to the next series?
Yeah, you got it.
All right, but let's see what we got here. We got the Cardinals at the Tigers. Tigers sweeping them. They take them out. The Cardinals have been really shitty lately. And I kind of liked it because I never really liked the Cardinals. And I like the Brewers. And I even like the Cubs more. So I'm fine with seeing the Cardinals get down the crapper. Matt Manning in game two. Top prospect is called up. I think this is maybe his second start, maybe his third. But he goes 5 2/3 with 5 hits. 2 runs and a K against a pretty solid St. Louis lineup. So tip my cap to him. And Jonathan Scope, have yourself a series. 4 for 9 with 2 home runs and 6 RBIs. Another guy I heard will most likely be on the trade block. And another guy I heard the Nationals might be interested in.
He's actually having
an underrated year. I think he's got like 15 homers on the year.
He's always been solid.
He's always been, yeah. And as the show card is glitchy.
Exactly. There you have it. Show cards glitchy. He stays. I think he could really jump into any clubhouse and make an impact. That's the type of player I think he is.
Yeah. And he's a veteran. He's been there. He's been in the playoffs before. He's played for a lot of teams with a lot of guys. So I'd love to have him here.
We'd love to have him too.
Well, I'm pretty much done with that series. You can move on to the next.
Yeah, we got the Giants playing at the Angels here. Giants get the sweep. They're the shit, man.
I know the
Angels record looks deceiving, but they are always a fight. We had a nice start from Anthony Desclafani in game one, going 7 with no runs given up, 9 Ks and only 2 walks. Game two, we had Gausman went 7 as well, giving up 1 with 9 Ks and only 1 walk on 4 hits. And Yaz, he's looking pretty nice in San Fran outfield right now. 2 for 12 only on the series. It wasn't a lot of standouts in regards to the Giants offense, but he did have a homer. Giants are still leading this division. I mean,
it's insane, dude. And not only is it like the Red Sox leading the division is insane, but like not quite as insane as this, because everybody thought, not that they still won't be, but everybody thought that the Dodgers and Padres were just going to be like infinitely better than everybody else, including myself. I'm not saying I didn't. I thought that too. But the fact that the Giants are 4.5 games up on both of these teams.
Just going to say that.
June 25th. That is insane. And not only that, they have the best record in the National League and maybe in all of baseball, if I'm not wrong.
They do. They do have the best record in baseball right now.
Holy smokes, dude. This team is unreal. And, like, they really don't have – I mean, their pitching is carrying them. Gausman, Desclafani, their Cueto's been a nice veteran piece. And then they got some bats, and they're probably going to be a big-time buyer on the trade deadline.
No doubt. No doubt. Yeah, I mean, 4.5 leading it in the NL West. They control their own destiny, man. And they have it. They really have it.
Yeah, I did not expect this at all from them. And Gabe Kapler manning it all down. Another case of the Phillies.
That wasn't really he just didn't fit well with this team, dude. He didn't have a lot to work with.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a lot of talent over there in San Fran.
Well, that's agreed upon. That's agreed.
All right.
All right. So I'm going to break into the next series, Rockies Mariners at Safeco Field. They split it 1-1. Some solid pitching performances. Game one, Chris Flexen for Seattle. He goes 6 2/3, 4 hits, 1 run, 6 strikeouts. And in game two, Germán Márquez, I think he was throwing a perfect game for a while or no hitter or something, but he went 8 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, and 7 Ks. And not much for the hitting side, but Trevor Story does go deep twice in game two. He goes 2 for 8 on the series with 2 bombs and 3 ribbies. So the Mariners still over 500, kind of surprised about it. But you can break in to the Blue Jays. And
one thing I want to touch up on I love Trevor Story at the deadline.
For who?
For anybody.
Yeah, that's right.
Anybody. I think if he's not the most valued player at the deadline right now, I don't know who is.
That's true. He's got to be. Because I don't know.
You get rid of Nato. Looks like you're probably trying to clear house and free up some money. Why would fucking Story stay here? Why would he stay there? They have good pieces, but...
Yeah, he's not staying there.
No, that's not the answer. He's... His best option is to get the hell out of there as soon as he can. And I think somebody picks him up at the deadline. My best guess, probably would give it to the Reds.
The Reds?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. Depending on what they're doing, I could also see Oakland Brewers, as I said. I don't know. It's hard to say because a lot of
why teams, the Brewers?
Why not?
I guess you could throw them at second or third.
What do you mean? Throw them at short.
Willie Adames.
Dude, Willie Adames is not going to be a problem if they have a chance of getting Trevor Story. I think they'll zip his ass on the bench.
No, no, no. They'll keep him in the lineup. I guarantee you they'll keep him in the lineup.
Well, if they have a shot to get Trevor Story, I'm sure that's what they're going to do.
Nah, they'll move one of them to third or second. I can guarantee you that.
Well, Story already said he doesn't want to play anywhere but short, so.
Well, then they'll make Willie fucking bump his ass over to third.
Or what if Cleveland just said, fuck all you. You can have Lindor in New York. We're getting Story.
That'd be insane.
That'd be funny. That'd be a cool insane move. But if I had to pick where he went, I'd probably say the Brewers. I really like that. Or the A's would be kind of cool.
That would be cool. That would be cool. Trevor Story, look for him at the deadline. Top end, the Blue Jays, Marlins. They played down in Miami. We had a Toronto sweep here. Tim Mesa picks up the win in game one. Hometown boy getting some love, doing his job. Glad to see he's picking himself up after Hoskins' own disaster earlier in the season. Alcantara pitched real nice in game one. Probably he's definitely one of my pitcher of the week candidates. He went eight innings with no run baseball and 3 Ks. Now, the 3 Ks, I think he was pitched to contact that night for sure. Wasn't really getting a lot of strikeouts at that Blue Jays offense. Vlad Jr., 3 for 7 on the series with an RBI. Starling Marte, man. Another Marte that we don't talk about that is hitting over 300. And not just a little over. He is up to, he's chilling around 320.
Yeah, we were just talking about him earlier. He's kind of surprising me. He's been
him and Cattell.
Mm-hmm.
The Marte. Him and Cattell. Nonetheless, Blue Jays get the sweep 2-0. Good for the NL East. I'm pulling for the Blue Jays. I think if they can squeeze into the playoffs somehow, I'd definitely pull for them.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. It's going to be tough with how solid the AL East is, though.
All right, you want to pick up Red Sox Twins?
Red Sox Twins.
Wade Miley action.
I'd be happy to. Reds. You mean Reds Twin?
Reds Twin, that's what I meant.
Yeah, Reds Twins. You got your freaking shitty Reds that you like. They split it 1-1. Wade Miley, game two. He does have a nice start. 7 innings, 2 runs, and 6 Ks. And some hitting standouts. Of course, Nelson Cruz is on here with 4. He's 4-for-9 with a double and a homer.
When is an ER series standout?
Exactly. He's a beast. And Tyler Naquin, you were talking about him earlier. 4-for-6 with a home run and 3 RBIs. Not a bad series at all. Really solid, actually. But yeah, like I said, split. First game was a final in 12 inning ball.
I think he hit another homer yesterday.
Who, Naquin?
Yeah.
He might have. I was watching the game. I know Castellanos hit a home run. I saw that, but against the Braves. But the Reds and the Twins, Reds are at 36-36. Well, they might be 37-36 after the win against the Braves last night, but we're talking about the Reds and Twins. So they were 36-36 at the time. And Shane, you can wrap it up with a World Series rematch from 2016 for the last series.
How about this? Two teams with some decent records getting a little rematch here in a 2-game set, and they split. Cleveland gets the shutout in game one, and Chicago bounces back with a 7-1 win in game two. Kyle Hendricks, game two, 6 innings of no-run baseball to his name. Wilson Contreras, one of the best hitting catchers in baseball, in my opinion. 4-for-7 with 2 doubles and a homer on the series. And Josh Naylor, 3-for-9 with the homer. I say this a lot. Remember when his ass was fucking massive back when he was on the Padres and he sucked. And here he is tearing it up.
And his brother might take his spot. Mm-hmm. Bo Naylor. He's a catcher, isn't he?
Yeah, he is a catcher.
Wow.
That'd be pretty cool. Maybe they're playing on the same field a couple years.
That would be fun to see. But, yeah, that's all for the series. And that should wrap up the series. Hell of a week. Nice Nats are getting red hot, beating the Phillies. Mets and Braves split it. Padres sweep the Dodgers. Crazy stuff. Wander makes his debut, does really well. And, yeah, it was a hell of a series. All right, let's wrap it up here. We got the power rankings and then trivia to go over. Started off with my power rankings. Number one, got to have the Giants. Number two, making a bid for the number one spot, I got the Houston Astros. 3, Padres. 4, Rays. 5, Athletics. 6, Red Sox. 7, White Sox. 8, Dodgers. 9, Cubs. 10, Brewers.
I like it. I like it. I think that you're doing the Dodgers a little dirty.
Yeah, I was about to say that. They're a little bit low. Maybe move them up to like 6 and move.
That's where I had them. We'll go over the rest. I had the Giants leading it off, just like you. Padres 2, Astros 3. I think that could go either way. Rays 4, Red Sox 5, Dodgers 6. Cubs 7. I'm liking the Cubs. I'm not a believer in the Sox, though. I think they're good. They have to be in the top 10, but I don't see them long-term doing shit.
Yeah, if their division wasn't so shitty, because they're obviously probably going to win that division, but I don't see them doing much in the playoffs.
I know the Mets' record's kind of shit, but I think they have to be moved into the top 10 at this point because they've been in first all fucking year. Brewers will take the 10th spot.
All right. Let's get into
the trivia.
And one more thing I wanted to say, Byron Buxton and Twins fans, very sorry, he's hurt.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. That's really unfortunate, to say the least. Let's hope for a speedy recovery again.
And you, Darvish, 15 fastest in MLB history to 1,500 Ks.
So congrats to him. And then, yeah, let's get into the trivia. You want to start it off? I am up 9-7 right now in our trivia.
Let's do it.
All right. Go ahead.
I will start it off with your Nats question. Who has the lowest ERA in Nats history?
I'm guessing that's just starting pitchers or like of all time.
Yes. No. Starting pitcher all time.
And is this career ERA or just a single season?
Career.
All right. And is it counting Expos?
Yes.
Okay. Lowest ERA in Nats history.
Those are your hints, by the way.
No, they're not. That's just.
Yes, they are, dude.
Dude, that's just establishing the question.
Fine.
Not a hint at all.
All right.
I'm going to say, is it Steve Rogers?
No.
All right. Fucking A. Who is
it? Tim Burke.
Who?
Tim Burke.
Just ask me that question like I know who that is, tool bag.
I thought you'd know your all-time pitch, your stat meters.
I don't know about the fucking Expos. Well, I do know. I know some shit about the Expos, but who the fuck is Tim Burke?
I don't know. I
don't know that tool bag.
Heard of just about everybody else on this list.
Who else is there?
Steve Rogers, Ken Hill, Scherzer, Zimmerman.
No, Dennis Martinez. I was gonna guess him actually.
Dennis is leading in hit by pitch. Him and Stras are tied with 52. Oh,
nice. All right. Well, I'm 0-1 so far. I hit you with yours. I got for you. How many home runs did Dominic Brown hit in his 2013 season when he went off?
32.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
It would be incorrect.
Way.
27 is the answer.
Wow.
Not bad. 5 off. So we both fail our team questions, and we are both 0-1. There will be no sudden death today, folks. All right. Go ahead and hit me with your number 2.
I'm trying to think of which one would be lesser of a problem for you to lead to the harder one. All right. In 2014, the Phillies had a combined no-hitter. Shout out to the combined no-hitter yesterday. How many pitchers threw in that game for the Phillies?
2014, you said.
Yes.
I don't even remember that.
Cole Hamels was the starter.
I remember him getting the no-hitter by himself.
Yeah, that was in
16. I do kind of remember this.
That was in 16.
Yeah. I do kind of remember this. All right, I'm going to say... Yeah, I think Hamels' starter probably went like 6, maybe 7. I'm going to say total of 4 pitchers.
Do you need an answer?
I said 4.
Yes. 4 would be correct.
Let's go.
4 would be correct.
All right. That puts me up 10-7 now. Are you going to come fighting back?
Yes.
This is a multiple choice question. You can still use your hint if you want. This is a multiple choice question, though. Who was the youngest player to win an MVP award? Your multiple choice are Bryce Harper, Vida Blue, Mel Ott, or Johnny Bench.
Ooh.
You do have a hint still.
Let's see. B. Harp was, I think he was 22. Right?
I will not be telling you that.
He was 21 then. No. No, he was No, he was actually, yeah, he's 21. He was 21. I'm going to say Johnny Bench.
Final answer.
Yes.
It is incorrect. I was fucking surprised at this one, too. You ready to hear the answer?
Was it Mel Ott?
It was Vida Blue.
What the fuck?
Vida Blue. And you were right the first time. Harper was 22.
Okay.
Vida Blue. Youngest MVP ever. All right. So
was he 20?
What was that?
How old is he? How old is he?
To be honest, I didn't even freaking look. I didn't even bother to look that up, but let me look. Vida Blue MVP. He was 21 years old in 1971. He went 24-8 with a 1.82 ERA, 312 innings and 301 Ks, along with 8 shutouts and 24 complete games.
Insane. At 21 years old.
Crazy shit. But
you can. All right, I'm over to your last question is, who was the first team to reach 100 wins in 2018?
All right, well, I'm going to ask for my hint. I don't know what kind of hint you can give. Probably not division, because that would make it too easy. So come up with your own hint, because I got to use it here.
All right. The hint I will be giving is American League.
Okay, I like that. American League. 2018, well, the Sox were on fire. Astros were probably pretty damn good. I'm going to go with the Red Sox.
You would be correct.
Let's go.
That would be correct.
Okay. And for your last question, I'm also paying homage to the no-hitter last night, the combined no-no. So who was the last pitcher to no-hit the Dodgers before the Cubs did it as a team last night? And you do have your hint.
Okay. What year was this?
This was 2015.
2015.
No hit the Dodgers.
Dodgers. Oh, boy. I should have asked what team did it.
I will give you one more hint since you're 0 for 2. I'll give you one more because this is kind of tricky. You want another one?
Yes.
This is a Cy Young winner, a former Cy Young winner.
Justin Verlander.
Is that your final answer?
No.
He says no. He retracts his answer.
I'm going to go with Justin Verlander. That is my final answer.
That would be incorrect, and Theo is 0 for 3 on the day.
Was it Scherzer?
It was Jake Arrieta of the Chicago Cubs. That was a rough one, Theo.
Damn, that was tough. That was a good one, though.
Yeah, it was a pretty good one. That's funny how we both fucking did something with the no-hitter last night.
Yeah. How about it?
I get 2 out of 3. Theo goes a hard 0 for 3. Send him some love in his DMs to make him not cry tonight. But Wander got to watch that. Buxton back on the IL. DeGrom is DeGrom. Padres sweep the Dodgers. We had a fun week. And before we wrap it up, let's check out some series.
Big NL East coming up this afternoon, 4 o'clock, Mets, Phillies.
That's going to be a fun series.
Doubleheader today.
Yep. and then two more after that, four game set. And then we do have Yankees at Red Sox and Fenway. That's, of course, always one of the best series ever.
Cubs-Dodgers.
Yeah, Cubs-Dodgers, obviously, we saw. And interesting, actually, Jake Arrieta is facing the Dodgers tonight.
That's awesome.
And we got the Giants and the Athletics. That will be a fun series.
Yeah.
Kind of two teams in the same boat. They're not overperforming, I guess, but I guess so, yeah. They don't really have what looks like a top team in the league on paper, but they're getting it done, so that'll be cool to see.
If the Giants can get rid of Cueto for somebody better at the deadline, they're golden.
I don't know. I kind of like Cueto there. I don't think he's been bad. I mean, he hasn't been great, but right now he's slotted in, what, their four, maybe five starter. He comes in, he throws some decent starts every once in a while. He's had some nice starts this year, and he's a veteran president in there. He's a World Series champion. He's been there before.
Yeah, it's true. He definitely has the bells and whistles, so to say.
Pedigree.
Yeah,
World Series champ with the Royals in 2015, and he's been in playoff atmosphere before. I definitely think he's a good fit over there.
Well, I don't know. Anyways, I think that wraps up this episode. Yeah. Enjoy the weekend of baseball. Go do some fun stuff. I got game four, seven games straight for my Legion team today. Pretty fun stuff. I mean, not every year do you get to play a week straight of baseball games. So, and enjoy that. And, Abe, you got anything good going on this weekend?
I don't know. I'm going to be watching the Nats. Got to work. And I'm not really sure. I don't have anything on deck. Got to hit the gym because I've been out of my complex for a few days. I got to hit the gym and start getting.
You've also been out of your element.
He has to throw it in at the end. He has to throw it in.
You motherfucker!
All right, guys. Well, no, I got nothing else. Hell of a week of baseball. And we'll see you guys on Monday.
Take it easy, everybody.
That will conclude this week's episode of Playing the Numbers Podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. Your feedback is very important to us, so leave a review and tell us your thoughts. Check back every Monday for a new weekly recap episode and hear what went on around the league.